Welcome everybody to the meeting of the Standards Committee on Monday the 2nd of September 2024. Could I receive any apologies for absence, please, Andrea?
Thank you, Chairman. We've received apologies from Councillor Fletcher and independent person Mr. Goodall.
Thank you. Do any councillors have any declaration of interest to declare on the items under discussion for this evening's meeting? Public minutes of the previous meeting on the 3rd of June 2024. Has everybody read them? Any amendments? Thank you.
Thank you, Chair. Apologies. Just to make a comment on the minutes, councillors. At 26.24, third line down, the following sentence should be deleted due to the incorrect paperwork being submitted. It wasn't about the paperwork, it was just that the complaints were withdrawn and it wasn't due to the incorrect paperwork. So if that could be deleted before you consider approving, I'd be grateful. Thank you.
Thank you. Can we delete that, Andrew? Okay. Can we agree that sentence can be deleted? Everybody in favour? Was it there? Yeah. Thank you. That's agreed. And can I propose the approval of the public minutes from the previous meeting? Do I have a seconder? Councillor Shribe. Thank you. Any urgent business brought forward to the meeting under Rule 12?
We haven't got any urgent business, Chairman.
Thank you. The meeting tonight, we need to appoint a Vice Chairman. Can we take nominations for the appointment of Vice Chairman for the ensuing year? Do I have any nominations? You too. Councillor Shribe, thank you. Do we have a proposer and a seconder? Councillor Locke's proposing and I'll second that. Thank you. I now invite... Sorry. Can we go to the vote? There's only three of us, so we've all voted unanimously. Thank you. Point six, I now invite the Monitoring Officer to present his report.
Thank you, Chair. Councillors, fairly quiet period at the moment. Hopefully I don't jinx it, but we've got two standards complaints which are on the live. But on the whole, things are much quieter than they once were. So one of those standards complaints is being investigated that relates to Councillor Phil Hudson and a council officer, and it's regarding comments made. Following a recent update from the investigator, a final report is now being prepared. And I would like to think that the next time I'm before the Standards Committee, I'll be able to tell you what the judgment is. So I'm just waiting on that final report for that particular matter, and hopefully we can see where we're going with that one. Now, the other complaint, which is live, is a parish council complaint, Roaster Parish Council. This was mentioned at the previous Standards Committee, and it involves declarations of interests. Councillor Phil Atkins and a complaint being made by a member of the public in respect of. So this is still being progressed by the council's deputy monitoring officer, Penny James, and I'm waiting on a determination as to whether or not this matter needs to be investigated. But obviously that the current time of year, people being away on leave, there has been gaps in picking matters up. But I'd like to think again that the next time we're before you for Standards Committee, we'll have a bit of movement on that one. So those are the two live complaints. The one other matter that I will mention at the moment is, it's not a standards complaint, but it's my involvement with Mayfield Parish Council. So I've been in contact with the chair and the relevant members of the public in an attempt to ensure that appropriate behaviour is taking place during meetings. And this isn't limited to councillors, it's also there's input by members of the public as well, and what I will do is provide further information on that in the private part of the session, if that's okay. But you will recall from the last committee that we did have a couple of complaints which were submitted at Mayfield, but they never came to fruition because they were withdrawn. So, on a more positive note, the long-standing complaint submitted by Mrs. Florence Dukes against Councillor Adam Clark has now come to an end, and that was following a full and frank apology from Councillor Clark, which meant that I was able to deal with it via summary resolution. So that's another matter which is concluded. Speaking generally though about registers of interests, that's for both the borough and the parishes. According to our records, 12 borough councillors and 11 parish councils are yet to return their 24-25 register of interest forms. So anything we can do on that front to chase them up and make sure that they get back to Andrea and Dan and Democratic Services, that's fantastic. As we know, there is a requirement to do this annually, but also within 28 days of a change being identified by the councillor. So the sooner we get the register of interest in, the better. I have nothing further to mention, Chair, at this point, into the private part of the meeting. Thank you.
Thank you. Any questions, members? No questions. We'll now go on to the private part of the meeting. So I'll move that in accordance with Section 100A, Part 4 of the Local Government Act 1972, the press and public must be excluded from the remainder of the meeting, as it's likely in view of the nature of the business to be transacted or the nature of the proceedings that there would be disclosed exempt information, as defined in the paragraphs of Part 1, Schedule 12A of the Act, indicated in brackets before each item number on the agenda. Do I have a seconder? Thank you. We'll now go to the vote. For all those against, are there any abstentions?